In the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the last Sunday of the Coptic year, known as the Sunday of the Little Month. And as you notice, the readings of this Sunday is similar to the one last week, but from different gospel. The reading of this Sunday, again, the church is reminding us with the end of the world, because we are at the occasion of the end of the Coptic year. That's why the church, in its wisdom and its economy, is lifting up our minds to think about the end of all ages. And the Lord said that about the last days, that false prophets and Christs will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive. This will be one of the themes of the end of times, that will be many signs and wonders and miracles done by false prophets. Actually, one of the great signs of the end of time will be the rising of the Antichrist, who will come and deceive many by showing signs and wonders, and the people will think of him as God. So here we can see that the deceiver will use the obsession sometimes in the mind of some to the issue of the signs and the miracles. Of course, we are all delighted whenever a sign takes place. We all rejoice and we communicate the news about, did you hear about this sign and miracle that happened by this saint or this one? And there is nothing wrong about this. But always there is something when it goes much and extra, it might lead us that we might be taken into the snare of the devil. Let us review and see how always seeking after a sign carries a risk and danger in it. That's why when the people came to the Lord Christ and asked him about which sign he will show to us, then he answered and said to them, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. The Lord rebuked the people who were coming after him only for the sake of seeing a sign. Let us review and see what are the dangers of always, always seeking after a sign. Here, by the way, I wanted to make it clear. I'm not speaking about or against the signs and miracles that we all witness and we all look after sometimes. But I'm speaking here about the obsession about the signs, that sometimes we are only set on waiting or expecting and asking only for a sign. The first danger is what the Lord has said already in the gospel of this blessed Sunday. This might lead me to fall in the snare of the devil and those who work with him. We heard today in the epistle to the Thessalonians, the Pauline epistle, that the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. This will be one of the tools, deceiving people by signs. We can see now how, for example, when we see these shows about the people going on the stage, and then they're performing signs before the people, and people are shouting and screaming in a hysterical way and giving the glory to Jesus. And actually, the whole setup is theatrical in nature. It does not fit how the Lord Christ himself was doing his own signs. He always did it in secret and giving command to the person who received the sign not to tell many. But we see here something totally different. And many people are taken into these snares and this trap because they are impressed with what this person is doing. This reminds us also with the words of the Lord Christ in his Sermon on the Mountain, when he said that many people will come in this day and say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and make signs and wonders in your name and cast demons? And the Lord will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you who practice lawlessness. People who are only minded with signs might be actually fall into the hands of the devil. The devil can change his form. We all know this. He can come even in the image of an angel. And if I only look for a sign, I might be taken into one of his tricks. I might be taken into his snares because of this obsession. Another danger, acquiring that when we are obsessed with the signs and miracles, we sometimes acquire an attitude that rejects the cross and the narrow gate. It is always in the mind of some people that every conflict, every problem should end with a miracle. This is exactly how it goes. Every difficulty, I'm expecting that the saint, whomever I love, him, he will end my affliction with a miracle. Then how we will be able to comprehend and understand the matter of the narrow gate? How we can understand the issue of everyone should be carrying a cross? We see a person like Saint Paul, whom even the handkerchiefs that touched his body was able to heal people and to cast out demons. We see this person appealing to God about a problem that he has, a thorn in the flesh, and we see how God did not grant him so. Of course, we cannot imagine that God did not love Saint Paul or pity him or anything like this, but meanwhile, he was in need to carry the cross of this thorn in the flesh. It was for his own good and also for the goodness of everyone who hear the story that St. Paul still will suffer and carry this thorn without receiving the healing that he asked for. He said about this in his second epistle to the Corinthians, concerning this thing, speaking about the thorn in the flesh, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. He pleaded with the Lord 3 times, asking with perseverance, but he did not receive healing. Why? Because this was his cross, he has to carry it. We have also to think about it. Maybe the tribulation I'm going through is my cross. Maybe it is important for me that I go through this hard time, and the Lord only will support me with his grace. He will strengthen my weakness in order that I will be able to carry the cross. It doesn't have to be that every problem and every sickness or illness should end with a miracle. Another danger is being overwhelmed with the signs and ignoring repentance and godliness. In our contemporary times, we see this happening in Egypt now. People only read the stories of the signs and miracles done by the saints. They read many, many volumes. They can recite hundreds of miracles. But what is the effort done in the direction of repentance or living a righteous life? Maybe there is none. What was the last book we read about purity, about prayers, about fastings? Might not have any. And we think that by reading the stories about the miracles, then by this we are religious. My brethren, we are not going to be saved with the stories about miracles. Yes, this brings some comfort to our heart. I agree with you. We are all delighted when we hear a story about a miracle. Yes, we do. But we should not be only focused, overwhelmed with the signs. We all know Pope Carolus VI, and we all know about his miracles, what he has done. How many of us are aware about his life, his struggle, how he went to the monastery, how he conducted himself? How many of us are holding in his biography in terms of his struggle more than waiting for him to perform a miracle for us? That is why it is very dangerous that we become so much overwhelmed with signs in ignoring repentance and godliness. Sometimes, actually, I will share with you a confession. When I visit someone on his deathbed, in the bed of his last days, I feel I wanted to talk with the person about the life to come, about repentance. But still the person sometimes is asking about, Abuna, pray for a miracle. And I understand that, and we might all be into this. But meanwhile, which one is more important and more durable? A miracle to heal the person, or actually maybe using this very last minutes to confess and repent and be ready for eternal life? It is something that we have to be careful with, being overwhelmed with signs and ignoring repentance. One of the dangers as well is that this might turn us away from the life of faith, and we follow only whenever we see a sign. This is what happened when the people came near the cross and asked him, if you go down, we will believe and we will follow you. This is what Herod the king said to the Lord Christ. He was expecting him to do a sign that he might see and then might be impressed with it. If we are only waiting for signs and miracles, then we are not here conducting ourselves. We are not following in the life of faith. We are just waiting for the sign, and the sign and the miracle is my evidence. This is what the rich man asked our father Abraham to do. Send this dead man Lazarus in order that he witness before my brethren so they would not come and follow me here in Hades. Abraham denied him his request and said to him, they have all the books. They have Moses and the prophets. He said to him, no, Father Abraham, if you send to him a man who rises from the dead, this will embrace them. This will make them to repent. And Abraham said to him, truly, if they do not believe because of all the books and they have, they will never believe even if a man rises from the dead. We are called to believe and walk in faith, not only when we see signs and wonders. Another danger that being overwhelmed and seeking only signs, this might turn our focus unto the gifts of the Spirit rather than His fruits. You can see this here in the culture that's around us. People are more concerned to hear about signs and about gifts. And when the Holy Spirit will come upon me, then I will speak in tongues. Even if this gift is not necessary nowadays, because many people can speak in tongues without being supported by the Holy Spirit. But this is the mindset of many people. I remember one time there was an interview with His Holiness Bob Shinoda, and this came in Channel 14. The man who is the owner of this channel, TBN, he interviewed Bob Shinoda and asked him, I heard that you have done signs and wonders, and I remember that somebody told me that one time when you were breathing in the face of a priest, somebody saw a flame of fire coming from your mouth and going to this priest as a sign of the work of the Holy Spirit. And then Bob Shinoda asked him and told him, which is more important, the gifts of the Spirit or the fruits of the Spirit? Love, meekness, gentleness, long-suffering, purity, all of this. And the man, he said to him, in a way, yes, it is the fruits of the Spirit that's more important. Bob Shinoda said to him, we will be saved with the fruits of the Spirit, not with the gifts of the Spirit. We should not be focused into what sign you can do, what miracles that you can give in order that we believe. I will be more able to believe when I see the fruits of the Spirit in the believer. This what might make the people truly to be attracted to the way of God, seeing people living with the fruits of the Spirit, not with the gifts of the Spirit. Another danger that when our joy is confined to the sign, our comfort and consolation comes only when we see a miracle, then our joy will be very vulnerable. What if the miracle didn't happen? This is exactly what happened when the disciples came to the Lord Christ after He sent them to preach. And then they came and they were very joyful. Why? They said to Him, the 70 returned with joy saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in Your name. We are very excited. Even uttering Your name make the demons subject themselves to us. The Lord Christ immediately corrected them and said, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. This is the true comfort, that our names are written in heaven. This is what truly makes us to rejoice under all the tribulations and sufferings that we go through, that our names are written in heaven, not because of anything else, not because of any sign or miracle that God gave to us. Don't confine your joy into seeing wonders. Otherwise, your joy will be temporary and will be very vulnerable. At any time, you can lose it. The last danger that might be exposed to when we are overwhelmed with signs, that seeking a sign might lead us to grumble against God for not treating us the same as those who were granted one. I saw and I met and had an encounter with a person who had a problem in his life. And then this person had all the pictures and icons that was made for Saint Cyril, Lambacrullus. And he put it all almost like he has no place on the wall to put more icons. And this person, she was a lady. She had a certain illness, and then she went through like hard time for many years. She kept on asking for a sign and a miracle day after day and year after year, and it didn't happen. At the end of the day, she took all the pictures from the wall and she put them on the floor and she trampled on them in anger and saying that, why didn't you do it with me? What in me that is less than anyone else whom you granted the miracle? She was very angry and upset at Bob Kirolus. Of course, why? Here, because we feel like here the matter of being fair, and we, if we ask it, we should be received this, and ignoring and forgetting totally that everything is under God's economy and His control. God will never grant any saint to do a miracle for someone away from His economy. There is no way that this might happen. It is not up to the saint to decide. Actually, it is in God's goodness to allow a saint to do a miracle within God's economy and His wisdom. My brethren, nothing wrong about expecting a sign or asking for it or being delighted in it. But the whole wrong is when we are overwhelmed and always seeking after the sign. Let us review these dangers that we might be exposed to if we only seek after the sign, and this is the theme of our lives. This might lead me to fall in the snare of the devil and those who work with him. Acquiring an attitude that rejects the cross and the narrow gate, being overwhelmed with the signs and ignoring repentance and godliness, turning away from the life of faith and following only when the sign is revealed, turning our focus unto the gifts of the Spirit rather than His fruits, our joy will be confined to the sign, and thus we become very, very vulnerable. Seeking a sign might lead us to grumble against God for not treating us the same as those who were granted one. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.